So let's shift our discussion to two other important corners of MPN, polycythemia vera and essential thrombocythemia. In terms of P. vera, I'm kind of curious in seeing second opinions, patients coming in from the community, et cetera. Any myths or misperceptions in physicians about P. vera? Any things you see people doing in practice that maybe you do differently?
Well, I'd say in P. vera, the opportunities are really two things. One, we're probably overly conservative as to when we start cytoreductive therapy. And second, we're probably overly conservative before switching the frontline cytoreductive therapy to second line. I think there's the myth that phlebotomy and aspirin alone is a great treatment for polycythemia vera. A lot of that has been driven by, I think, a historical fear of hydroxyurea that is a bit, I think, exaggerated, as well as undervaluing the burden that polycythemia vera puts on patients. As someone who focuses on these diseases, I have many physicians that have P. vera who are my patients. Even other hematologists that have developed P. vera who have come to see me. And they'll explain to me that the symptoms are very real. They said, you know, I had heard about these things, but until you have it, you don't really appreciate it. It's similar to the brain fog that patients relate in terms of chemotherapy. You know, the high counts, can't concentrate well. They have more frequent headaches. It's more difficult to get through a full clinic day. If they're reading a journal article, it's hard to get to the end because their eyes really get fatigued. So there's a cognitive piece. And then they say when they have a phlebotomy, they see an improvement. And then when they started on cytoreductive therapy, they really see an improvement. They say, you know, before I started on cytoreductive therapy, my platelets were 700, my white count was 12, I was getting phlebotomies once a month, I was profoundly iron deficient. My doctor said, oh, you look just fine, don't worry about it. You know, I didn't feel fine. So that consequence is real. So I think frontline therapy when needed, switch to second line therapy when needed.